Artists including Etta James, the Avett Brothers, Johnny Cash, Kanye West have helped make I'll Fly Away one of the most recorded songs in history. The gospel tune, with over 5,000 licenses, celebrates its 80th anniversary of publication this year. I'll Fly Away was first published in 1932 and written by Albert Brumley. Though he has passed, his granddaughter, Betsy Brumley, carries on his legacy through the I'll Fly Away Foundation. Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas recently spoke with Betsy and her husband, Kevin Bernier, about this legendary gospel song.
Betsy Brumley, granddaughter of Albert Brumley, describes the gospel music writer as eccentric.
I mean, he is like the poster child for eccentric. He was very quiet, but he kept to himself. But he liked to go down the creek and write songs. We played together. I mean, we played ball and stuff like that. He was a typical grandpa. But he was different.
Albert wrote over 800 songs, but I'll Fly Away is by far the most popular. Betsy says it's also one of the oldest and simplest songs that he wrote. But that catchy tune applies to everyone.
Well, I mean, because everybody thinks about dying. I mean, who doesn't? You know, and you think about floating or flying away, and, you know, it's comforting, kind of.
Though it is said to have been written in Northwest Arkansas, Betsy's husband, Kevin Bernier, says there is some debate.
Because at the time that it was written, Albert was traveling for the Hartford Music Company, teaching singing schools and doing singing conventions, which most people probably don't know what those are anymore. But, you know, he did it as he traveled. So there's not one specific location that he did it.
They say he always had a pen and paper with him. And if he didn't, he would write on whatever was near. Telephone bills or popsicle sticks, some of which the family still has. Albert always had a love for music, even before the heyday of the radio.
Back in the 20s, they would come out with a new songbook, and the companies that published the book would actually send people out to teach singing schools, and they would charge them $1 a person to come to the school, and then they would also try to sell them a book at the end of it.
Well, and you know, the families would buy them, though, because then they could sit around and all come as community or as a family, and they'd all have a book to sing out of, and they would come out every quarter, so every quarter they would get a new book.
And so, you know, that's really where Albert got his love for music.
In 1925, Albert decided he wanted to go to music school, walking the 26 miles to Hartford, Arkansas from his home in Spiro, Oklahoma. When he got to the institute, he only had $1. Then he met a man named E.M. Bartlett.
He told him that he wanted to learn about music, but he said, "I have no money to pay the tuition." And Mr. Bartlett said, for some reason, no one knows why, he said, "I believe in you and I want you to stay on my couch and I'll put you through school as long as when you're done going through school, you work for the Hartford Music Company."
And he did.
That's an amazing gift that Ian Bartlett gave Grandpa, you know, and my life would not be where it is without that gift, so.
In a way, Betsy and Kevin are paying forward the generosity of Bartlett. Late last year, they formed the I'll Fly Away Foundation, which will provide scholarships to music students. It is something that Betsy had been thinking about for years, but it wasn't until last summer that they decided to really look into it.
Then we were going through stuff in Grandpa's office.
And we found paperwork from 1976 where Albert had initiated this paperwork to have a foundation, and he was going to do that with all of his kids. He was going to do an education foundation for music. And he died before everyone was able to sign it and send it in.
Betsy took the discovery as a sign and got moving on the foundation.
So what is the I'll Fly Away Foundation? The I'll Fly Away Foundation is a preservation and music education foundation. Growing up with the history that I grew up with, knowing all the old singers, the old songs and stuff, I see that passing away. You know, kids today, perfect example is Kitty Wells. People probably don't know who she is. Kitty Wells was the first country music woman to hit number one. But Kitty Wells set the standard for women in music, not just country, in music. There would be no Cher, no Taylor Swift, no Madonna without Kitty Wells. So, I mean, we need to remember people like that, you know? So that's kind of what I want to do, is to make sure that those pioneers aren't forgotten and what they did for us, you know?
They're on the right track. The foundation awarded its first scholarship this past May to a student who wants to become an elementary school music teacher. If you've lived in Northwest Arkansas for a while, or in Southern Missouri, you've probably heard of the Brumley Gospel Sing. Betsy's grandpa, dad, and uncle started it in 1969 at Parsons Rodeo Ground in Springdale. And they still have the event. It was earlier this month, though it has moved to Lebanon, Missouri.
We get the top Southern Gospel groups. We have Grammy winners. We have Dove Award winners. We have 30 groups in 4 days come through and just, we called it an all-night sing. We don't sing all night, we used to, but we sing until about 1 or 2 in the morning.
They saw upwards of 30,000 people. Piggybacking on the success of that event, the I'll Fly Away Foundation will throw its first fundraising event this October in Rogers, the Shindig.
Well, I think we were just sitting around one day, it's like, the Shindig sounds fun, and that's what we did.
We wanted to create an event that people are going to want to go to, and we wanted a name that was unique, a unique name that people would associate with us, and we thought Shindig is kind of old-fashioned, maybe. Mm-hmm. And it was something that kind of fit with our style, with what we have. And so we decided to go with that. And to go along with the mission of the All Fly Away Foundation, we couldn't ask anybody else but the Oak Ridge Boys, Daley and Vincent, and the Blackwood Brothers. It kind of brings gospel, bluegrass, and country music. They all sound like they're different, but they all sing in the four-part harmony, so they all have a common interest, and no other groups can really do that.
And just how did they get the Oak Ridge Boys for their first event?
Well, luckily, I've known Dwayne Allen. Actually, I've known all the Oak Ridge Boys my whole life because they used to sing at the Bromley Gospel Sing when they were gospel. And Dwayne Allen's on our advisory board, and he's like, yeah, we want to be there. So luckily, it was very easy to get them.
We have already sold tickets to people in Florida and Colorado. So we have people coming in from out of state, which is really amazing.
Yeah, I think actually the majority of the tickets we've sold have been from people out of state. They're not local because we haven't done any advertising yet. I mean, we're just kind of sticking it out there to see what happens. And we're getting calls from everywhere, Pennsylvania, New York, Virginia, everywhere.
Attendees can expect to hear I'll Fly Away more than once. To help celebrate the 80th anniversary of the song and the legacy of Albert Brumley, or to find out more information, visit owlflyawayfoundation.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.
Let's do it. Let's do an old gospel tune.
Some bright morning when this life is over.